everybody. Great to have you along for our maiden voyage. That's right. This is our first program, our inaugural show of a program entitled Conversations of Connection. Yes. My name is Scott Murray.
And I'm Dr. Nina Riastoria, and it's about mental wellness and sports and life. And I just love the title, and I love that we're doing this today.
Well, it really is exciting because in the last year plus, the pandemic, everybody's world has changed, not just here in the good old USA, but literally around the entire planet.
Yeah.
And it's kind of tough, whether you're in sports or whether just basically in life, you've got to stay positive, productive, to move forward, to overcome all that we have.
Yes.
And I saw a statistic. This is listen to this. This is unbelievable. Yeah. Students in America being kept out of schools during the pandemic are now 10 times more likely to die from suicide than they are from the coronavirus itself.
Yeah.
So our world really has changed. And we'll address some of the issues when you talk about athletes and young student athletes and kiddos that are not even in school and just want to be a part of the life that you and I shared when we were growing up. And how simple, and we took it for granted.
Yeah, just that natural connection.
Exactly right. And now what they're having to endure. So some of the things that we will talk about. Let's talk about you, first of all. Licensed counselor, mental performance coach.
Yes.
Definition, what does that mean?
Well, right now, licensed counselor is just, you know, helping people in all different ways with anxiety, depression, trauma. And then mental performance coach is working with athletes on their mental game. And that's something I've been doing as well. So it's just, I do both. And I really love it.
What's the most satisfying part to you? The most, you know, you go home at night and you say, this was great. This was a good day because we did this, this, and this.
You know what? I think when I have a conversation with whether it's an athlete or somebody else and they leave feeling hopeful, when they come into the office feeling anxious, worried, or stressed, but they leave with a little bit of hope, they leave, and that feels really great because I want people to feel hopeful, and I know that's a big word for you, being hopeful, and it really does. It's the drive to get people getting up every day, so that would be it.
Being hopeful, having heart,
just
always staying positive and productive. And that's so important in this world today.
Yeah.
And it's so disappointing to see some of the things that have taken place, whether it is in sports or whether it is in life. Would you not agree?
Yes, I do. I would absolutely agree with that.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that you and I will be addressing.
Yes.
We're going to be having some special guests each and every week, people that are dealing with some of the issues that we will be talking about. But when you talk about having that connection and having that conversation about being connected, whether it's you and I or whether it's our special guest or it's whether your family, your friends, your workplace, your home place, wherever it might be, on the athletic field, knowing that you do have a role, that your part is very, very important.
Yeah.
So stay, as I said a moment ago, as positive and productive in a passionate, purposeful way. That's what it's all about.
It is. Yeah, just that the relationship and staying connected. Through the pandemic, how have we stayed connected? And those that have I think their mental health or mental wellness is they're doing okay. And those that have struggled, it's definitely been hard on them, like the statistics you just mentioned.
Well, if I were to say to you, I've really, really, really struggled during this pandemic. I was a successful whatever I was doing, you know. I lost my job. Now I'm concerned about being able to care for my family. Am I going to have enough money to put food on the table? What are some of the things that you would share with people that you run into nowadays here a year plus after the pandemic started, to the way it used to be, as we say?
You know what? It's interesting when you're saying all these things, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to do this?
Right.
And I think a lot of us, and athletes especially too, is what is the future for me? What will I be playing again? What will happen to me? Will I have will I get to do what I plan to do? Will I have financial, will I be okay financially? And so that's where the anxiety is triggered. And I think we're around a lot of people today with a lot of anxiety and athletes wondering the what ifs of the future.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, one of the things I do is, how do we get back in the present moment? How do we focus on what we have control over in the present moment? What do we have control over?
So is that what it's about? And I don't mean to interrupt you,
no,
but you talk about control.
Yeah.
And I think that's important in just about everything we do.
Yes.
A lot of people want to be overly in control, control freaks, as they call them. But I mean, that's so important in our day-to-day life now, probably more than ever, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? I'm excited about the guests we'll be having on the show because when we hear their journey and their story, because they're going to be talking about their mental health journey, what they've been through, our guests that we'll be announcing later, who I can't wait to hear from, we'll probably find out what got her to the place that she is. And when you start embracing the present moment and what you have control over, it's amazing how your life can change.
Is there one common denominator that you hear from a lot of people, whether it's a male, whether it's a female, whether it's black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever religion it might be, it matters not, or male, female, young, old? Is there one common denominator that most people are having issues with today that you might toss out some advice to them now or not? Or is it this is what's happening to the kiddos that are in school, this is or not in school, this is what's happening to people that are, you know, a mom or a dad and concerned about just taking care of their family?
Well, you know, going back to like control and what do we have control over? But we have a lot of control over our thoughts. We have all control over our thoughts. So with everybody today and those listening and the people we'll have on our show, it's about what are we telling ourselves? You know, we talk so kindly, like to people to encourage them. I'm sure like we lift people up.
Mm-hmm.
I say to my clients and I say to athletes, talk to yourself like you would to your best friend. Because gosh, we would talk so wonderful to our best friend, but we can talk so meanly to ourselves and it just break ourselves down. And so that self-talk is something we have so much control over. And it's easy for me to sit here and say, oh, just change your self-talk and be positive. But that's the hard part. That's the work. And that's what's something I really work on a lot with my clients.
You know, in my 30 plus years as a television sports anchor, I really was just fascinated when I finally decided to retire and go into the production business that I did with my son. And of course, Murray Media that puts on this. This is our podcast studios here and what have you. But I think back to the first book that I wrote, Whatever It Takes, Life Lessons Learned Through Sports Legends.
Yeah.
And whether it was a Roger Staubach that I grew up watching or whether it was a Troy Aikman that I covered because, you know, he was more my age than... And I just... It was fascinating to see how different people or different athletes approached the same scenario,
yeah.
But they each had, and you saw the ones that were successful, that did believe in themselves, that they understood they had a job to do. They had a challenge out there. But if they were going to get it done, they had to be themselves, respect themselves, and believe in themselves, it was going to get done.
Yeah.
Do you not agree?
Yeah. You know, you make me think of the word, the grit. Mm-hmm. You know, the mm-hmm. study that was done, the Angela Duckworth that talked about grit. And the two things that make someone persevere, they have to have passion too. Passion and perseverance to push through the adversity. And some of the people that you've probably worked with, I'm sure, have a lot of grit. Mm-hmm. They just persevered, they had passion, and they got through the difficult, challenging times in life. And I think that's important. And, you know, how do we create grit in people? And that's something also we work on as well.
What is the one thing that you would share, excuse me, with our audience today if they were to move forward? Maybe a take-home that you say, hey, this is our first show, but... Between now and our next show, when we introduce to you our first special guest, this is something I'd like you to work on. Or these are two or three things that in your daily life, you can move forward and be very, very respectful of who you are and what you're all about and make it happen. Being kind, courteous, and respectful to others.
Yeah.
That's kind of disappeared from our culture. People are not kind. All you have to do is drive down Central Expressway. And I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, road rage and whatever it might be. Just relax. Enjoy life. It's okay. It's tough. We've got some challenges out there, but we can make it happen. What are the two or three things that you might share with folks?
Well, I want to share something that you just said about being kind and empathetic. That comes from, you get that when you start feeling connected and feeling belonging and support, mm-hmm. then you want to give and connect with others and be kind. So it goes back to our conversations of connection, how important that is. But some takeaways, I think just going back to mental wellness, which I want, that's what I'm passionate, we're passionate about, is get outside, get out moving or walking. And we were talking earlier before the show, I read a study about how you just sit, if you sit outside for 10 minutes, 10 to 40 minutes every day, they have found that it decreases, you know, your blood pressure.
Yeah. Not doing anything is what you said. Yeah. Just walking outside of your home.
Yes.
Where the environment that takes place every night, you're having dinner, you're getting ready for school, you're going ready to the office, you're doing, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah, just get outside and connect with nature.
That's amazing. Sit there. You're not doing anything.
Just sit there for 10 minutes. And I encourage, like, just do that. That's good for your, like, let's start exercising up here instead of just this. Let's exercise this.
And that's how important that is.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think that's good. What about you when you work with you've worked with so many athletes and people in the sports industry, and I'm sure there's some people that stand out to you when it comes like, they've got hope, they've got encouragement, they've got zest. What is it about them you think that keeps them in that place?
You know, it's funny. You know, Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl last year, and of course, earlier this year, lost in his second, you know, here he is back in the Super Bowl for the second year in a row.
Yeah.
Incredible young man. And yet Tom Brady is there. And here's Tom Brady, people saying, wait, you got Patrick Mahomes here. You got Tom over here. And you see this guy that's what is he, 43 years old or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when I saw Nolan Ryan, pitches, seventh and final no-hitter. He was 44 years old.
Right.
He was 46 when he retired. Oldest starting Major League Baseball player in the history of the game to be 46 years old and still playing. And he was a pitcher on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the Pro Football Hall, or the Pro Baseball, you know, the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, and just one of the great, great players,
mm-hmm.
but a good guy. But he believed in what he was going to do. And he was so focused every time he walked out to the mound.
Yeah.
I'll give you a quick story about him. After that game, this is the kind of mindset he had.
Mm.
After the game, on that seventh no-hitter, I was there at the stadium, May 1st, 1991. Remember it like it was yesterday.
Wow.
And we all went into the locker room. We did the interviews with him. We did our live shots. Everything was fine. Then we finished. And my photographer and I were walking. It was like 2 hours now after the game.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 o'clock news is over and everybody's, you know. So we're packing up our gear to head home, and we're so excited. We're a part of history. And all the players, I'm sure the young players are out partying and say, hey, gee, I was there for, telling their grandkids and their children that they were there, a part of Nolan Ryan's seventh no-hitter.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. And then suddenly the stadium lights dimmed down. And so Kerry and I walked through the clubhouse, and it was just pitch black. And all of a sudden, I heard somebody in the back room. And I said, Kerry, listen, somebody's in the back room still. I mean, it's like almost midnight at this time. Mm-hmm. And I said, who's that? He said, gosh, I don't know. We walked in the back room. And here on a stationary bicycle in a pair of shorts and a Texas Rangers t-shirt is Nolan Ryan, like he's going from here to Los Angeles, California, on a bike. I mean, 90 wow. miles an hour.
Wow.
And I said, Nolan, what are you doing? How are you? Congratulations. Oh, thanks, Scott. I said, what are you doing here? You ought to be home with Ruth and the kids celebrating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he said, I can't, Scott. I said, what do you mean you can't? He said, I pitch in another 4 days. I can't let my teammates down.
Wow.
I got to be ready.
Yeah.
That was Nolan Ryan. Now, talk about a commitment to teammates and to himself to being the very best every time he got out on the field. And that was Nolan Ryan.
Love that. Love that story. Yeah.
But it's that's the difference. That's that passion. You've got a purpose. Make it happen.
And
get
that
it
mindset.
Done.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the things that we're going to be doing in the weeks ahead. This is kind of a shortened version of what we're going to be doing. But let's talk about some of the things that we're going to be talking about the horizon, as
in
they
the
say.
Horizon, yep. Yeah. Well, I think we're going to have some great people in the sports industry on, just really sharing their story. Because if they're on the show, they want to talk and be open and vulnerable. And I love that we're finding in the sports industry, college athletes are getting more support about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It's more open. It's not such a stigma. The professional level, I've joined Invictus Performance, and the founder has been in this business for 30 years, and he was the main clinician for the NBA when they're in the bubble. And he was saying, you know, they're talking about mental health, but it's still hard. On the professional level, there's still challenges, but they're starting to have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kevin Love's come out, Dak Prescott's come out to talk about it, to make it say it's okay not to be okay. And I love that. I love that men are speaking out about it, because it's giving permission for younger men to say, oh, this is okay to talk about. You know, a recent golfer, Bubba, started talking about his mental health issues as well. So I just love that. We're going to have people, guests like that are willing to start sharing and hopefully inspire the people listening today.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm most excited about it. You know, my major in college was psychology.
Yes.
You went on to get the PhD.
Yeah.
And so this is something that has been of interest to both of us since we were kids, we were teenagers from the get-go. So we went to college to be a part of. And I just how people think and how they react and how they respond and just how they live their day-to-day life has always been most fascinating to me. And you can see the people that are very positive and productive in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I created a thing long, long time ago. I'll see if I can remember this. But it was one of the first speeches that I put together after I'd gotten out of school. It was called The Pyramid of Power.
And, I like that.
And what it was is 15 words that all start with the letter P, and you start with a passion. That's your focus. That's your where you want to be. That's your dream. That's my passion. That's where I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just dream about it. You can't just look at it. Mm-hmm. You've got to work at it. So your passion, now you got to prepare. So it's passion. excuse me. Passion, preparation. Then you have to persevere.
Yeah.
Then you have to be positive and productive. And professional, and poised, patient,
wow.
prompt,
he's
polite.
Remembering them all. Yeah. Wow!
And then you have to be proud of yourself, who you are.
Yeah.
Be yourself, respect yourself, believe in yourself.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. I bet the guests we're going to have on are going to have a lot of that.
Well, I think every one of them will.
Yeah,
that's why they are where they are today.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it's all about. And then you have to, you know, you persevere, you continue on. And then, but you also have to be thinking about the other guys. So you have to be philanthropic, another P word. Mm. And that's what, and you continue through all of these. You have to have principle.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You have to be transparent, have to be trustworthy, have to be truthful, have to have that character. So yeah. The principles.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, you finally get to where you wanted to be. When you had that passion, you reached your purpose. And that's what it's all about. And those are the 15 words that all begin with the letter P, but that's your pyramid of power. And that's the power that's going to move you forward.
I love it. So, you created that.
Yeah.
And I love the word transparency. And that's my hope in this podcast that we're doing together. There's a lot of transparency to give people permission to be transparent as well. And so I'm looking forward to talking to more guests on the show about that.
And we hope that you're looking forward to being a part of our program. As we said at the top, Conversations of Connection.
Yeah.
That's the name of the program. And, of course, mental health in sports and life. Any closing thoughts you'd like to share with our audience?
No, look forward to having deep conversations and look forward to y'all tuning in soon.
And who's going to be our first guest next week?
Well, who is it going to be? It's going to be Roger Staubach's daughter.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle. Had some issues during her life with mental wellness and what have you. And she's a great gal. She's an attorney. She's just a real sharp gal.
Yeah.
But she has come forward that she said, like so many people, a lot of times they don't make it public, I guess, best put. And she's been very kind to try and help others.
Yes.
is share the message that she has endured and the journey that she has been a part of. And her family, as usual, one of the most incredible families you'll ever meet. I'm the biggest Roger and Marianne Staubach fan in the world.
Well,
and they have great kids, 5 kids, 15, 16 grandchildren, and just good people. How wonderful of Michelle, who's just a wonderful gal. She's a super lady. You'll get a chance to see what I'm talking about. But she's decided to share her message in order to help others, and just great.
Yeah, I'm excited and just knowing that she's been struggling with depression and anxiety early on throughout her life. Mm-hmm. And become an attorney to raise 3 children and to still carry depression, anxiety.
Right.
And now to finally share it after the last few years, and that her family are supporting her through it. And that's important when you deal with mental wellness, is just to have that support system. So I look forward to hearing her story and how her family's been a part of that process too in her journey. So I think she's going to inspire many of us.
Absolutely. And we look forward to having you be a part of our program in the weeks ahead. Conversations of Connection. That's right. Mental wellness in sports and life. Mm-hmm. My name is Scott Murray.
And I'm Dr. Nina.
We simply say, be safe, be strong, stay healthy, be well, be kind, courteous, respectful, all those great things. And have the great conversations in a positive, productive way. Till next time.